I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hundreds of Christians demonstrated near a large Cairo slum following the shooting death of a Christian man by an off-duty police officer this week. Open Doors' Carl Muller says after the New Year's church bombing, the anger of lack of protection is growing, prompting a call to action from the Vatican. With the threat of violence hanging overhead, though, it has sent some churches underground and disrupted ministries. However, Muller hastens to add that
we're seeing the church is growing in the Middle East. That's the paradox of persecution. Wherever persecution is taking place, we know the church is growing tremendously.
You can catch the rest of this story online. Meanwhile, flooding has finally spread to all six of Australia's states. Rains continue to fall and flash flood warnings are still in effect. But John Mollenkamp says Grace Ministries has heard good news from their sponsored missionary couples in the country.
We asked them, how close was it? And they said it was at least 5 to 8 hours driving time. So that means that the biggest population center there, Sydney, near where our missionaries are, seems to be unaffected by it.
Freedom from natural disaster doesn't exclude GMI missionaries from the spiritual ones. Mollenkamp says ministry in Australia can still be an uphill battle. And Mali is still 90% Muslim. If the children aren't discipled, they're likely to end up in that majority. But Avant Ministries recently put out a devotional guide to reach this generation for Christ. The book focuses on Bible stories that speak to the animistic and Islamic overtones in the culture. It's ensconced in exciting photos of believers acting out the Bible scenes, too. The photography will be a draw to even non-believers who may then discover Christ. You can help provide them. We've got details at the website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available WorldServe's devotional, Joy Over the Moon, stories in Scripture to help you be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.